So there is a word that we need to write down. We know what quickening is, right? Because I'm going to give you a quiz in the end. The second word that we know, what is a sealing means, right? Mark of ownership. And then Brother John told us what is earnest. Because when I read the word earnest, I thought somebody's name is Ernest, right? Right? Do you have a friend named Ernest? So earnest, the idea is that really it's a guarantee or the down payment. Okay? So write down. Earnest means down payment or guarantee. When you put a down payment on thing, it's yours. You're going to get it later on, but already you have put down payment. There is a guarantee that the inheritance is yours.
I like this idea of the VIN number in the vehicle and the identification of that which is specific there, because we just got a new car recently, and I was amazed when I got something else out of it that I'm going to compare to this. You know, it had in the glove compartment an owner's manual. It had an owner's manual, and it has all these functions that the car can do and a camera to go backwards when you put it in reverse and a thing to put your telephone on. This is what the Word of God is. It's the owner's manual that we've got that begins to show us the beauty and the value of this place that we've come into. This guarantee here, this down payment that we've got, I want to change that word which to who. You see, it's a person. When I read which, I look at it and it might make it look like it's just a thing. No, it is a person that we're talking about here. Who is the earnest? It is he himself of our inheritance. How long is it with me? Until, and I thought of this when Tony was speaking a minute ago, but I knew we would come to it, until the redemption of the purchased possession. Do I realize that's the place I've been brought into? I'm not my own, we've heard today. I have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God, we have read, in your body and in your spirit, which are his. The purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. What a privileged people these were. The Ephesians, again, we don't read of all of the problems we read in Corinth. We don't read of the difficulties that we found in Colossians. Philosophy, vain deceit, new moon, Sabbath days, all of these people, things they were hung up on. We don't read of the difficulties with the keeping of the law that they had with the Galatian believers, you see. What we find here was a company of saints that were in a spiritual condition that was such that God was free to reveal his mind to them about this whole place that they have been brought into. But then he did something else that's wonderful. He preserved it for you and I. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Does that mean that regardless of my spiritual condition, I can open the word and understand it? I'm going to tell you a resounding no. If I'm in a poor spiritual condition, I'm not maintaining fellowship with the Lord. I'm not going to him in his word. I will open to the book of Ephesians. I will begin to see these words that are there. And do you know what they'll remain to me? They'll remain words. I will not be able to enter into. The Spirit of God is given to me as the power, as the revealer that will come to, that I might understand, that I might apply it, and that I might live by it. And if that is not my desire, this book of Ephesians and these other books will remain closed books. The Bible might have my name on it, might be stamped on it in gold, but it'll be a closed book to me personally. I am a purchased possession until the redemption. I am redeemed. I will never be more saved. You will never be more ready for heaven than you are today if you belong to Jesus. But you know, the work that is begun waits the day of consummation when I'm taken out of this world and I'm in his presence until the redemption of the purchased possession.
So we are a very extraordinary group of people. We have the Spirit of God, sealed, this is the guarantee. Now we read in verse 18, if we would, that it says, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Chapter 2, thank you, verse 18. "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." In the beginning of chapter 2, you had the thought of what the Gentiles once were and the Jews, who were, of course, as people having the promises given to Abraham. But now God, through Christ and the work of the cross, has done something just wonderfully marvelous. You know, men love to... There's sometimes these two thoughts of two groups and separation, Jew and Gentile. You know how the Jews didn't want to communicate and be with the Samaritans, who were mixed company. The Gentiles were thought of as Gentile dogs, described in the Gospels. But now the Spirit of God, who has made those who are in trespasses and sins alive and has saved them, and brought in those who were once of the promises of Abraham, he has brought them into one new man described here. And it says, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." The Spirit of God, this is part of his work that brings us and gives us access unto the Father. You know, in the Old Testament, and these things are often learned by contrast, in the Old Testament, who had access into the presence of God? It was the high priest. It was the priestly family. There were those that, you know, brought offerings, but it was only the high priest who could go into the holy place. And there he would make sacrifice blood for his own sin and the sin of the people. But access was denied. When Moses was on the mount, he told the people, "Don't come near the mountain," because the presence of God was in that mountain. And if they came within the very touching of that mountain, they would be consumed. But think now how the work of Christ has made peace with God. And we have the peace of God and the Spirit of God. Oh, this wonderful divine person, he brings us into the very presence. Now it's not really the thought of God here, but it's into the presence of our Father in relationship to the one who sent his Son so that we might be brought to him. What a place of privilege. We are an extraordinary people, young people. And let's lay hold of what we have in Christ Jesus.